我们开始之前，让我们打开圣经到提多书。
Titus chapter 2 verse 11 through 15.
提多书第二章十一到十五节。
Chapter 2 verse 11 through 15.
第二章的十一到十五节。
I'll read it first in English.
我先来读英文。
Those with the King James version, you can read it together with me.
如果你的英文版本是 King James, 你可以跟我一起读。
And our brother will lead you in Chinese.
然后弟兄会跟大家一起来读中
文。Verse 11.For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity,and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak, exhort, and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee.
第十一到十五节，我们中文一起。因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义敬虔度日。等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。这些事你要讲明，劝诫人，用各等权柄责备人，不可叫人轻看你。
Another verse in 1 John chapter 2.
另外一处是在约翰福音约翰一书第二章
chapter 2 verse 15 to 17
约翰一书的二章十五到十七节
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof.But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
十五到十七节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The same book, 1 John chapter 5, verse 19.
同一本书的第五章第十九节。
And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we humble ourselves before your word.
主啊，今天早上我们在你的话语面前谦卑。
We pray that you cover us with thy precious blood.
我们祷告你用宝血来遮盖。
So the enemy will not continue to, Lord, to accuse us.
所以仇敌不能再来控诉我们。
That we will have a clean heart, Lord, to receive your word into us.
所以我们有一个清洁的心可以接受你的话语在心中。
Lord, grant us the spirit of revelation.
给我们赐我们那赐人智慧和启示的灵
，that we might understand your word，
所以我们可以明白你的话。
Lord, speak, Lord, for your servant listen。
主啊，请你说话，你的仆人静听。
Amen.
Amen.
Last time I shared with you concerning God's amazing grace。
上一次我跟大家分享到神那奇妙的恩典。
And in this grace, we see five things。
在这个恩典里，我们看见有五件事。
We see God's sovereign grace.
我们看到神主宰的恩典。
In other words, even before the foundation of the world.
或者换一句话说，就算在创世以前。
Even before we are born, God already had predestinated us that we might be His own.
在我们生出来之前，神已经预定让我们成为属他的。
Secondly, He came to seek us.
然后第二个是他寻找的恩典。
Just as the lost lamb, the shepherd seeks.And save that which was lost.
就像那个失羊的比喻，他就是牧人来寻找那失落的羊。
And he also saved us.
他而且拯救。
On the one hand, he had a plan.
在一方面，他有他的计划。
In time, he came to seek and to save that which was lost.
然后当时间满足的时候，他就来寻找那些失落的。
It's like the Samaritan woman.
就像那个撒玛利亚的妇人。
The Lord purposely passed through Samaria in order to save this person.
主他特别的经过撒玛利亚来拯救这个妇人。
If we check our experiences,
如果我们来看自己的经历
is it that way?
是不是这样呢？
In all sometimes weird circumstances,
有的时候在一些很奇怪的境遇里面
yet God used that situation to come and to seek and to save that which was lost.
神就用那样的机会来寻找而且拯救那些失落的。
And not only that, it is a securing grace.
不光是那样，而且是一个保守的恩典。
In other words, this salvation will never be lost.
或者说这个救恩不会失去。
Regardless of the condition we are today.
不管我们今天的光景是怎么样。
Once we are saved, we are saved forever.
如果我们得救的话，那就是永远的得救。
You know, a lot of people, you know, even before our time.
很多的人在我们这个时代之前。
They keep on saying, God's grace is good, but you still need to do good works in order to be saved.
他们说神的恩典很好，但是我们还要用自己的行为来赢得这样的恩典。
Just imagine.
我们想象一下。
If you are seated right here.
如果你坐在这里。
And God's work of salvation is 50% His and 50% our work.
如果神的救恩是50%我们自己的，50%才是神的。
Wouldn't you be so worried?
你难道不会忧虑吗？
How could you sing blessed assurance Jesus is mine?
我们怎么可能说那个信实的神，你的信实是我的确据。
But praise the Lord.
但是我们赞美。
His salvation is so secured, need not any work.
他的救恩是如此的确实，我们不需要再加上任何的工作。
And this grace is also a satisfying grace.
而且这个恩典还是满足的恩典。
We who have tasted the grace of God.
我们这些尝过主恩滋味的。
Oh, we can say, yes, it is.
我们都可以说，确实是这样。
There is a song that I like to sing very much in 179 verse 6, stanza 6.
178. 有一个那个诗歌的章节我很喜欢唱，是在178首第六节。
He said, Oh, fill me, Jesus, Savior, with thy love.
他就是说，主啊，你用你的爱来充满我。
Lead me to the living fount above.
带我到天上的永活的江河。
Neither may I in simple faith draw nigh.
让我凭着简单的信心。
And never to another fountain fly, but unto thee.
不再他求。
This is altogether the echo of our prayer.
这个应该是我们团体合一的一个祷告。
If you ask me, are you satisfied, brother? I say, I'm satisfied.
如果你问我，弟兄，你满足吗？我要跟大家讲，
because、
我满足了。
Because we have tasted that the Lord is good.
因为我已经尝过，知道主真的是美善。
He is the only person that satisfies the emptiness of our soul.
他是唯一一个能满足我们这个饥渴心的。
And we can say, neither to another fountain fly, but unto thee.
我们要说，再没有其他的江河，再无他求。
And this amazing grace,
那这个奇妙的恩典
has so much result.
有何等的结果？
He said he brought us salvation.
他带来了救恩。
And teaches us sanctification.
而且教导我们成圣。
In other words, God is not finished with us yet.
或者换一句话说，神还没有结束。
The Holy Spirit is in us, teaching us in all things.
圣灵在我们里面，在凡事上来指教我们。
Before, if we read the Word of God, it seems like a story.
以前这些神的话好像只是故事，
especially in the Old Testament，
尤其是在旧约里面。
To such an extent, we felt like, what has this got to do with me?
有的时候到一个地步，我们要讲跟我有关系吗？
But thank God，
但是感谢神。
When this Holy Spirit enters into us，
当这个圣灵进到我们里面，
He revealed God Himself to us，
他就把神自己向我们启示。
He revealed how we need to live and walk according to His ways，
他就启示让我们怎么样按照他的旨意来行走。
That we will live worthy of His calling，
我们就可以活一个配得这个恩召的。
And not only that, we will please Him，
而且我们可以让他得喜悦。
This all together is the work of the Holy Spirit，
这些在一起都是圣灵的工作。
By ourselves, we do not know anything concerning God，
在我们自己里面完全不了解关于神的任何事。
But thank God, this amazing grace teaches us in all things。
但是感谢神，圣灵在一切事上指教我们。
Not only that，
不光这样。
This amazing grace sought us a group of people zealous of good works。
而且这个恩典让我们有一班人可以热心为着神。
Good works，
是为着神的那个工作很善行。
A lot of people do good works。
很多人在这里行善。
What is that differ with us？
但那个跟我们有什么区别？
Oh, it is the purpose, the reason why we do good works.
那我们的善行后面的原因是什么？
Not much of what we do or how we do it.
不在乎我们做了多少，是怎么样来做。
But the reason why we do it.
而是我们做的原因。
You know, every time I go to the kitchen, especially the Lord's Day.
每一次主日的时候，我到厨房那边。
We see the group of brothers and sisters always smiling, have a joy in our heart, serving hundreds of people.
啊，经常看到这些弟兄姐妹们在那里带着笑脸、喜乐的服侍弟兄姐妹们。
There is no complaint, but joy in their heart.
啊，在他们里面没有任何的抱怨，就是喜乐。
It's all because their service is a response towards God's love to them.
因为他们的服侍是因着神爱的一个回应。
Maybe there is no commendation.
也许没有人称赞。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
The smile of His face is their reward.
因为神的笑脸就是他们的奖赏。
Maybe next time when we go to the kitchen this lunchtime.
也许下一次我们再到午餐去到厨房。
We just be grateful for the brothers and sisters who serving there.
我们要为这些弟兄姐妹们来感恩。
Don't wait until that day when the Lord said that, okay?
不要等到主再来再去感谢这些弟兄姐妹们。
Because it is all because we saw a group of people zealous of good works.
因为我们看到一些人，他们是热心来行善。
And lastly, it brought in us that eternal hope of glory.
那最后，他而且带给我们这个永远的荣耀的盼望。
We know that our sister passed away.
我们知道一位姐妹已经离开我们。
And brother Chu's older brother also passed away.
有一些年长的弟兄也离开了我们。
And we knew these brothers and sisters so much.
哦，这个姐妹的弟兄也离开了我们。我们知道，这一对夫妻。
Every time we heard a brother and sister pass away, it brings sorrow to our heart.
每一次听到有弟兄姐妹他们离世，我们心里都有这个悲哀。
But this sorrow is only temporary.
但这个悲伤只不过是暂时的。
Because there is eternal hope of glory.
因为有这个永远荣耀的盼望。
One day we will see each other again.
总有一天我们还可以再见面。
This is what grace has given us.
这就是恩典所带给我们的。
Now today I want to share with you concerning world.
今天我要跟大家来分享关于世界。
Let me read to you again Titus chapter 2 verse 12.
让我再跟大家读一遍提多书二章十二节。
When we receive the grace of God.
当我们接受神的恩典之后。
This is what we need to do.
这就是我们需要做的。
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world.
教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
You know, the enemy always has two ways of to distract us.
仇敌有两个办法来破坏我们。
Firstly, he will tell us, "Oh, your salvation is not enough. You got to do good works."
一方面，他说你的救恩还不足，你还要来行善。
But thank God, God opened our eyes. It is not works, but it's altogether 100% grace of God.
但如果神打开我们的眼就知道不是我们这些善行而是神百分之百的恩典。
Then the enemy will took another route.
然后仇敌就选另外一条路。
He said, okay, since you are saved forever,
既然你已经永远得救了
regardless of what condition you are,
不管你的光景怎么样
so you just do whatever you want to do.
那你就做你心里想做的
because your salvation is secured.
因为你的救恩是这么的稳固。
Brothers and sisters, this is the deceit of the enemy.
弟兄姐妹们，这是仇敌的欺骗。
It says here, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust.
因为神还要教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲。
In other words, we should not love the world.
另外一句话来讲，就是我们不要爱世界。
Since God has saved us.
既然神拯救了我们
If we continue to love the world, we will be a disgrace to the grace of God.
如果我们还来爱世界，那对神来讲就是亏缺了神的荣耀。
What is really the world?
那世界到底是什
么 No, the world here does not signify what the physical world that God has created.
这里讲到的世界并不是专指这个神创造物质的世界。
Rather, when God created man and put man in the garden,
当神创造了人，把人摆在花园里的时候
，He asked man, "You need to keep it and dress it."
神对他们讲，你们要修理、修整管理。
In other words, you take good care of my creation.
或者说，你要在这里来看守我所创造的。
So, but what is the world in here talking about?
那在这里讲到的世界是什么
？According to the Greek, it means cosmos.
在希腊文里面是讲到一个体系
It's a system.
这是一个系统
For example, the world of sports.
比如说这个体育的世界
The world of technology.
或者说这个技术的世界
The world of fashion.
或者说这个时尚的世界
Past few weeks ago, the whole world is experiencing this so-called World Cup.
在那个上个月大整个这个世界都在看这个世界杯
Oh, millions of people are Their eyes is on the television watching this game.
千百万的人，他们的眼睛就在屏幕上面来看这些足球比赛。
Our company practically shut down for half an hour to watch the game between Mexico and I forgot the other country.
我的公司呢，他们专门的有半个小时不工作，大家一起来看墨西哥队跟另外我忘了是什么队比赛。
When Mexico lost, you can see all silent because there's very a lot of Mexican in our company.
所以当墨西哥队输了的时候，你看到我们公司一片沉默，因为很多墨西哥人在那里。
It seems like everybody is so depressed for what?
然后看到这些人这么的忧虑，我都不知道为什么。
And some people we see in the television, they are crying in front of the TV so ashamedly.
有些人就在电视面前就流泪，在那里这么的悲惨。
Seems like somebody died or something.
好像有些人他们失丧生命了。
I said, "What's wrong? What has this got to do with you?"
然后我就说，你们怎么了？这些跟你有什么太大关系
？One time we Miami win the championship, the NBA championship. The young people knew that.
有一次，像年轻人他们知道，迈阿密那个篮球队得了冠军。
There is a riot.
甚至有暴动。
And people, those fans try to burn the car of the police.
有些人他们要把那些警察的车烧掉。
How could this happen?
为什么这些会发生？
It's only a basketball, it's only a soccer.
只不过一个篮球或者足球的比赛。
You might say, Brother Lawrence, you don't know nothing.
你可能要说Lawrence 弟兄你不懂。
But let me tell you, I know one thing.
但是让我告诉你，我真知道一件事。
Behind these sports, there is a what? There is a force.
在这些体育比赛的后面有一个力量
controlling the emotion and the person,
在那里控制一个人他的情感。
It seems like the way they react, the way they do things is according to that force that is pulling them.
他们的反应跟动作是因为后面那个力量来控制。
Let's talk about the world of fashion.
然后我们提到这个时尚这个体系。
One time my wife came home and it told me a story.
有一次我的妻子回到家里，告诉我一个故事。
She said that her coworker bought a bag.$700.
他就说他的同事买了一个手袋是$700。
And the doctor said, "That is so expensive, right?"
然后这个医生就说，哎，真贵啊。
Say, interesting. I want to ask you, how much do you have in that bag?
然后就说，哎，很有意思啊。我问问你在那个包里面放的值多少价值
you know what? She said $1.
他就说在包里面我只有一块钱美金。
Is this like there's somebody who's pulling?
这是不是有的人在那里控制呢
？You know, practically speaking, the one inside should be more valuable than the one outside.
一般来讲，包里的东西应该比这个包更贵重。
But the fashion of this world pulls you that you want the outside rather than the inside.
但是这个时尚的世界让你觉得外面的比里面的还重要。
How about the world of technology? The same thing.
或者我们讲这个信息的时代系统。
Well, I never want to bring that iPhone over here.
我从来不把我的那个 iPhone 带到这里。
But let me ask you.
但让我问问大家
，This iPhone is so what attractive?
这个 iPhone 是不是很吸引你
？Now one time, Brother Tai told me.
有一次 ，Brother Tai 福弟兄
That is many years ago.
在很多年前
，He brought an iPad. Said, "Brother, look, there are 4 translations of the Bible here."
他就把他的 iPad 拿过来跟我说：“弟兄们啊，弟兄啊，在这个上面有四种不同的版本。
”Now my iPhone they have 29 translations.
现在我自己的 iPhone 上面有29种不同的翻译。
4 commentaries, including cross reference.
有四个解经的那个资料，而且还有一个那种串珠的。
So I said, "Tool is good."
所以我觉得这个是很好。
And you can even make
a
phone call to the farthest place in the world today.
你可以用这个电话可以打到世界最遥远的地方。
But the thing is, this iPhone has become an attraction to every single person.
但是问题是，这个 iPhone 成了对每一个人这么大的吸引。
Let me ask you one thing. I don't want you to raise your hand.
我问大家一件事，你不需要举手。
Who is right now using your iPhone texting while I'm speaking?
谁在我们中间现在？我讲话的时候还在用 iPhone 在那里写短信的。
I'm not trying to embarrass people.
我不想在这里让你难为情。
But let me tell you, there's a force behind it.
但让我告诉你，这个后面有一个力量。
That's why John chapter 12 verse 31 says.
所以在约翰福音十二章
Now the judgment of this world, now is the prince of this world cast out.
那里说现在这个世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。
What is this thing that try to attract people?
那这个吸引这么多人的后面是什么
？It is the prince of this world.
就是世界的王。
If I tell you, do you still love the world with this prince pulling you?
那我要问你，你是不是爱世界呢？是不是这个世界的王在后面吸引你
？My sisters, you might make a serious consideration.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要非常认真的思想。
There is a prince behind all this system. trying to pull you away from God.
这些所有的系统后面有这个世界的王，要把你从神面前拉走。
Not only among the unbelievers, even to us Christians.
不光是不信神的人，甚至对基督徒来讲。
Because this world is what controlled by a system which is controlled by a prince.
因为这个世界是被一个体系控制，后面有世界的王。
Not only there is a prince.
不光有世界的王
，there is also a philosophy，
而且有一个哲学体系。
You know, there is a philosophy，
后面有他的思想。
It's a string of ideas woven together to what entrap the innocent，
是一串的那些思想啊，然后串在一起之后来吸引那些幼稚的人。
Sometimes when you think about the philosophy of this world, I say this is quite foolish。
有时候我们就讲这个世界上的这些哲学是其实非常的愚蠢。
But behind that philosophy，
但是在这些哲学的后面。
Write it down. There is a what? A spirit of the world.
让大家写下来。在这个后面有一个世上的灵。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12.
哥林多前书二章十二节。
It says here, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的
事。So in other words, in this spirit, this spirit of the world, there is a called a spirit of the world.
或者说有一个世上的灵。
And this spirit, you know, is let me, it's Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2.
让我们再来看以弗所书的二章二节。
Wherein in time past you walk according to the course of this world.According to the prince of the power of the air, which I told you about, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
So in this philosophy, there is a spirit.
所以在这个哲学后面有一个灵。
And this spirit is called the spirit of disobedience, the spirit of rebellion.
在这个灵，它被称为在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Look at the young people nowadays.
今天看看我们的中间我们的年轻人们。就是看看年轻的一代。
When you say one thing, they will do the opposite.
我们说一件事，但他们要做的是另外一件。
I know a certain brother.
我知道有一个弟兄。
He is a very clean, very you know, organized person.
他是一个非常清洁的非常整洁的弟兄。
He do things according to steps.
他做的每样事都有步骤。
But he had a son.
但他有一个儿子。
Who is just completely his opposite.
就是他的反面。
Not because he doesn't know what is right or wrong.
并不是说这个孩子不知道对错。
But he just want to be what? Different from his dad.
但他要的就是跟我的父亲不一样。
You want to be clean, I'm dirty.
你要整洁吗？我就要这个脏。
You are organized, I'm disorganized.
你要这些步骤，我就是要那些乱的东西。
This is what we call the spirit of disobedience.
这个就是我们讲到的悖逆的灵。
You told them to follow rules, I just don't want to follow rules.
你跟他讲要守秩序，我就不要秩序。
Even though there are consequences, let the consequences come.
就算是有后果又怎么样
Brothers and sisters, this is what we call the spirit of the world, the spirit of disobedience.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是世上的灵，就是那个悖逆的灵。
Not only that, not only there is a spirit of the world, there is also what? The wisdom of this world.
不光有这个世上的灵，还有这个世界的智慧。
First Corinthians 3:19.
在哥林多前书三章十九节。
It says that there is the wisdom of this world, which is foolishness to God.
在这里面讲到有一个世上的智慧，但在神看是愚拙。
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness.
因这世界的智慧，在神看是愚拙，如经上记着说，主叫有智慧的中了自己的诡计。
When you look at Genesis,
如果我们来看创世纪
God said,Let us make man in our own image and according to our own likeness.
神说让我们造人照着我们的形象照着我们的样式。
I feel like this is not something, you know, try to profile, but this is what God said.
我想这个不是一个很好的讲法而已，这真是神自己讲的。
But man said, the wisdom of this world said, no, we evolved from a lower form of animals.
但是这个世界的智慧怎么讲？我们是从动物进化而来。
God said, "Man and woman created he him."
然后神说，神造了人之后是造男造女。
Is that clear enough? Man and woman created he him.
是不是非常的清楚呢？造男和女。
The wisdom of this world said, "No, there is a third kind called transgender."
然后这个世上的智慧说，没有，还有这种 变性的。
This is what we call the wisdom of this world.
这个就是讲到世界上的智慧。
This was in God's eyes called foolishness.
在神的眼里来看是愚拙。
And this is what the philosophy of the world is all about.
这就是世上这些哲学所讲的。
And there's the third one.
还有第三个。
It's the fashion of this world.
就是这个世上的样子。
Chapter 7 verse 31.
就是哥林多前书的七章三十一节。
三十一节。Okay. It says here.
在这里讲。
Verse 31, and they that use this world as not abusing it, but the fashion of this world passeth away.
在那里讲，用事物的要像不用事物，因为这世界的样子将要过去。
There is a fashion of this world.
有一个世界的样子。
A lot of time when we talk about fashion, we talk about the clothes that we wear, or the car that we drive, the kind of houses that we build.
有的时候我们讲到这个时尚的事，这些样子是讲到我们所穿的，我们所用的，我们所住的。
But it's more than that.
但比这个更要多。
If it's only the clothes that we wear, then it's okay.
如果只是我们所穿的衣服，还没什么大
不了。But the fashion is to speak of how we talk, how we behave, because there is somebody who's trying to conform us to this kind.
但是如果讲到世界的样子，是讲到有一个东西要把我们磨成我们到底讲什么，到底做什么，成为世界的样子。
That's what the Bible tells us. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed with the renewing of your mind.
所以在圣经上讲，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
One day a brother came to me.
有一天一个弟兄到我这里来。
He said, Yo!
他说 Yo!
I said, What?
我说什么？
Oh no, that's the way how we greet each other.
然后他说，这就是我们彼此打招呼。
Instead of saying hello, say yo.
不是说 hello, 是说 yo.
I mean, this is why it is all because it's gradually conforming to this world.
这就是逐渐逐渐我们就被磨成这个世界的样子。
Brothers, we got to be careful.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要很小心。
It's conforming us to the way what Satan wants us to do.
我慢慢就变成了撒旦让我们所做的。
Before marriage is such a sacred thing.
以前婚姻是非常神圣的。
And that the new man and woman shouldn't have any relationship before marriage.
在男与女之间，结婚之前不应该有其他的关系。
But the fashion of this world right nowadays that we can have relationships so we can know each other before marriage.
但这个世界上的样子是怎么样？在婚姻之前，我们可以有关系，然后我们可以准备预备。
Brothers, you got to be careful.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要非常小心。
This is the work of the enemy.
这个是仇敌的工作。
Sooner or later, try to seep into the church system.
慢慢的，慢慢的，他甚至要进到教会的。
Don't be deceived with this kind of thing.
不要被这些事所欺骗。
Today we need to be filled with the fullness of God.
今天我们要被神的丰盛所充满。
Not with the wisdom of this world or fashion of this world.
不是被这个世界的样子和智慧所充满。
Not only there is a fashion of this world.
不光有世界的样子。
The fourth one, there is a pollution of this world.
第四点，还有这个世界的沾染。
Okay, Second Peter chapter 2 verse 20.
是彼得后书二章二十节。
Say, for if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. And the latter end is worse with them than the beginning.
你们二章二十节，倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好了。
There is a pollution of this world.
在这个世界上有一个污染。
When we continue to accept the so-called the spirit of this world,
如果我们接受了世上的灵
the wisdom of this world, which is foolishness to God,
然后我们就有世上的智慧，在神看是愚拙的
and the fashion of this world that passeth away,
然后这个世上的样子是总要过去的
sooner or later we will be polluted,
总有一天我们要被这个世上所污染
God save us out of this pollution.
神把我们从这个污染里面拯救出来。
By His grace, we are free men and free men indeed.
借着他的恩典，我们是成为一个自由的人。
We are no longer under the control of the world.
现在我们不在这个世界的控制下面。
But a lot of times we still continue to accept what the world has to offer.
但经常我们还是接受这个世界所给予我们的。
And sooner or later we got polluted.
迟早我们要被污染。
And our condition is worse than the beginning.
我们这个后面的结果要比先前更不好了。
Sometimes I feel like this brother is a Christian. What happened?
有的时候我就看到这个弟兄，他是基督徒，怎么现在变成这个样子
？He is clearly saved.
他是非常显著的，已经得救了。
Then he turned out to something more worse than before.
但是他却变成这个情况比原来更不好。
Maybe I have told you before, one who trained me in translation.
Train
a brother who trained me in translation.
我也许跟大家讲过，以前有个弟兄训练我做翻译。
Oh, he's a very good brother.
他是非常好的一个弟兄。
So good that he trained people.
这样的好，甚至他可以来训练其他弟兄姐妹。
Sooner or later, he got what he tried to accept what the world has to offer.
但是慢慢的，他开始接受世界上所给他的。
Sooner or later, he became gay.
那么不久之后，他就变成一个同性恋的人。
And his the result is that he was shot on the street.
然后后面的这个后果是什么？他在街上被人射杀。
Brothers and sisters, this is a brother.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个弟兄。
But because he accepts the things of this world,
但是因为他接受了世界上的事
，the result is worse than the beginning.
他的境况后面比前面更糟。
Why? Because there is a prince.
因为有这个世界的王。
There is a philosophy.
有一个世界的哲学。
In this philosophy, there is the spirit of this world, there is the wisdom of this world, there is a fashion of this world, there is a pollution of this world.
在这个世界的哲学里面，有世上的灵，有世上的智慧，有世上的样子，也有世界来的污染。
Now we come to the third one.
现在我们到第三个。
There is the purpose of this world.
这个世界是有目的的。
What really is the purpose of doing all this kind of attraction?
那这些吸引它后面的那个目的旨意是什么呢
？To what?To blind our eyes,
就是让我们的眼睛瞎掉。
Let me read to you Acts chapter 26 verse 18.
让我跟大家来读《使徒行传》的二十六章十八节。
26 verse 18.
二十六章十八节。
This is the testimony of Paul before King Agrippa.
这个是保罗在亚基帕王面前的见证。
He said to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive the forgiveness of sin and receive an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Not only Paul, when he said this to King Agrippa, not only he's stating the purpose of his mission.
不光在亚基帕面前，他说了自己的那个他所受到的这个差遣。
Or the burden of his service.
或者说他这个服事的负担在哪里
？Practically, he's testifying.What has become of him?
而且他在那里见证他成为了什么
？Before he is a blinded person.
之前他是一个瞎眼的人。
He is a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人。
He knows the Bible.
他认读圣经。
And he said, this is the person who this Bible is the one who testified concerning the Lord Jesus.
但是这个圣经里面讲，整本圣经都是为基督做见证的。
Yet he was so blinded, he started to persecute the Christians.
但是他如此的眼瞎。他却在那里来逼迫基督徒。
Not only he witnessed the martyrdom of Stephen.
不光在斯蒂凡殉难的时候，他在那里旁边成为一个旁观的人，在那里看到。
He go from house to house, dragging women, children out of the house, putting them in prison.
他不光亲眼看到，而且他是从这一家到那一家去抓那些基督徒，把他们放在监里。
He received a letter from the high priest to go to Damascus to do likewise.
而且他从大祭司那儿拿一封信去。再去找基督徒，把他们抓起来。
He was so blinded,
如此的眼瞎。
Yet that day when the Lord Jesus appeared to him,
但是当那一天主耶稣向他显现的时候
，the blindness was taken away,
那个瞎眼就被拿掉
了。He know that this person he persecuted is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world.
他就看到原来他所逼迫的这个人，这个耶稣就是那神的羔羊，去除世人罪孽的。
More than that, he saw all these brothers and sisters are just members of the body of Christ.
不光这样，他看到所有的弟兄姐妹们都是基督身体上的肢体。
That's why when he wrote the book of Ephesians, he was so clear.
所以当他写以弗所书的时候，如此的清楚。
Christ is the head. We are members one of another, and we are members of Christ.
就是基督是头，我们是基督身体上的肢体。
So when you preach the gospel and people doesn't know about the Lord, don't be so surprised.
所以当我们传福音，这个世界上的人他们还是不知道这个福音的话，不要惊奇。
Because the purpose of this world is to blind their eyes.
因为这个世界的目的是让他们瞎眼。
Secondly, to deceive us.
第二点就是来欺骗我们。
To deceive us from the truth.
让我们从真理里面。被欺骗。
When we go back to the book of Genesis again, the creation of man.
那我们再回到创世纪里面讲到人的创造。
God told man, you should not of everything you should eat, except this tree of the knowledge good and evil.
在那里神跟他们说，各样的树你们都可以吃，但是却不要吃这个知识善恶树上的果子。
For the day that you eat it, you shall surely die.
因为你吃的那日必定死。
But then the enemy came in.
然后仇敌就进来了。
Did God said?
神真的这么讲吗？
You shall not surely die.
你其实不一定会死。
The day you eat it, you shall be like God, knowing good and evil.
你就像神一样，也可以知道善恶。
Trying to deceive man, this enemy tried to deceive man.
他就尝试着来欺骗人。
Put this question mark in the head of man, in the mind of man.
就把这个疑问摆在人的头脑里面。
That God is trying to what? Try to keep away something good from man.
就好像神在那里有些好的东西不让人得着。
So the enemy say, hey, you know, God is trying to keep something good from you.
所以仇敌在那里讲，神有些好东西不想给你。
So right now you eat.
现在你就去吃。
You shall be like God, knowing good and evil.
你就可以像神一样，可以知道善恶。
In other words, he is trying to tell man, you shouldn't be you don't need to be dependent on God anymore.
或者换句话说，就说你现在不需要再来依靠神。
If you eat this tree, you know good and evil. You can be independent. You can be free.
你如果吃了这个果子，就可以知道善恶。那时候你就自由了。
Isn't this what the world is telling us?
这是不是世界告诉我们的？
Be free, freedom.
就是自由，自由。
Yet it is rebellion against God.
但这个自由却是悖逆神。
So it blind our eyes, deceive us.
所以它让我们眼瞎，而且欺骗我们。
Thirdly, take away that love from God.
而且第三点，让我们对神的爱。没有了。
I believe that day when we got saved, we say, "Oh Lord Jesus, I love you."
我相信当我们得救的那一天，都会说，神呐，我爱你。
I remember when I got saved.
我记得当我得救的时候。
I try to keep on reading the Bible.
我就是一直的来读圣经。
Even though I fall asleep in reading, I just love to read.
就算有的时候读着读着我睡着，但我就是来读圣经。
And I love to go to the meeting.
而且我很喜欢去聚会。
You know, every weekend, all the brothers will just go to the meeting.
每一个周末。很多的所有的弟兄姐妹都去聚会
，especially even if there is no meeting at all，
甚至那一天没有聚会
，they will just gather together, sing and praise and read the word of God。
他们就在一起唱歌，然后来读神的话。
This is what we call the first love towards God。
这个就是我们所提到的向着神那起初的爱。
And every time we meet an unbeliever, we try to preach the gospel。
每一次碰到不信的人，我们就试着传福音。
It's like what King David said。
就像大卫王所说的
，I'm glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord."
我喜爱他们所说的，让我们一起到神的殿中去。
But today,
但今天
，ask yourself，
我们自己问一问。
Today is the Lord's day.
今天是主日。
And you tell your children, "Let's go to the meeting."
跟孩子们讲，来去聚会。
How do they respond?
他们的反应是什么
？How do you respond?
你会怎么反应
？Can you just give me a reason not to go?
你是不是想到一个理由不来呢
？If you have this kind of thought.
如果你有这个想法
，Brothers and sisters, you lost your first love.
弟兄姐妹们，你已经失去那个起初的爱。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need this first love.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们需要这个起初的爱。
But the world always try to compete.
但是这个世界总是要与它来争夺。
It try to take away that first love from our hearts.
要把我们心中从这个起初的把这个起初的爱拿走。
The church in Ephesus.
在以弗所的教会。
It is one of the most model church.
是一个教会的楷模。
There are a lot of good works.
里面有许多的善行。
There is a spiritual discernment.
有那个属灵的分辨。
They can know what is a false prophet and a true prophet.
他们可以分辨假先知。
Yet after all this, God said, "I have something against thee, for you have lost thy first love."
但是在这所有之后，神却说，我要责备你，因为你已经失去那起初的爱。
Brothers and sisters, our first love. It's not because the church in Ephesus doesn't love God.
弟兄姐妹们，起初的爱不是说以弗所的教会当时他们不爱神。
But that love became second place.
但是那个爱却成了第二位的。
There is something that replaces that one love for God.
有一些事情来替换了那个向着主那个起初的爱。
We need to warn ourselves.
我们需要自己来警醒。
Maybe we are doing a lot of good things.
也许我们有很多好的行为。
But that thing can never replace our love for God.
但那些好的行为不可能来替换我们向着神起初的爱。
You might be involved in a lot of services.
也许你在很多服事里面都有份。
You in children's service, so on and so forth.
教孩子也在诗歌敬拜里面。
But what is the reason you serve?
但你为什么服事？
To such an extent, is that the main priority or is God the priority?
是不是到一个地步，那些服事成为最主要的？
Sometimes I heard brothers and sisters will come together.
有的时候我听到弟兄姐妹们聚在一起。
They call the service meeting.
他们称为是服事聚会。
That is before, okay, before.
这是不是现在，是以前。
They will say, come on, quickly, let's quickly pray.
他们就说快，让我们先祷告。
Because we have a lot of things to discuss.
因为我们有很多事要讨论。
Is there something wrong here?
这里面是不是有一些不对的地方？
There's something wrong here, right?
这里面肯定有不对的地
方。To fellowship with God is the main thing before service.
因为与神有交通是比所有的服事更重要的。
If we cannot finish the service, that's fine, but the fellowship with God is the main thing, not only personally, but also corporately.
如果我们这些事物的讨论没有时间不怕，但是与神的交通就是最重要的。
If we feel that prayer is already become a burden, something is wrong.
如果我们觉得祷告已经是一个负担，那已经出问题了。
Fellowship with God should be number one.
与神的交通应该是第一位的。
Like King David said,
就像大卫王所说的。
There is one thing that I desire of the Lord and I should seek after.
有一件事我求耶和华，我现在还要寻求。
That I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the day of my life.
就是我要一生一世住在他的殿里，耶和华的殿里。
And to fellowship with him, to have counsel with him.
在他的殿里求问瞻仰他的荣美。
This is the main thing.
这个是最主要的。
Brothers and sisters, don't get a wrong impression. I'm trying to discourage service. No.
弟兄姐妹们，不要有一个错误的感觉，就是我不太鼓励服事。
If we love God, we need to serve God.
如果我们爱主，一定会服事。
If you say you love God and you don't want to serve God, something is this another extreme. This is laziness.
如果你说你爱主却不服事，这是另外一个极端了。
But what I mean to say, the loving God, fellowship with Him.Having counsel with him should be our priority.
但是我要讲的是，爱主与他交通，来寻求他的旨意是第一重要的。
Through this personal fellowship,
借着个人的这个交通
，we start to what we gain strength from him.
我们可以从他得力量。
Through this personal fellowship,
借着这个个人的交通
，we know what the will of the Lord is.
我们可以知道神的旨意是什么。
Through this fellowship,
借着这个交通
，the Lord will guide us.One thing to another.
神会让我们从一件事进行到下一件事。
For he is still the shepherd.
因为他还是那个牧人。
We are just the sheep of his flock.
我们只是他羊群里面的羊。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the world is doing today.
弟兄姐妹们，这些都是世界今天所做的。
To blind our eyes.
让我们的眼目瞎掉。
To deceive us from the truth.
让我们从这个真理里面被欺骗。
To take away our first love from God.
把我们对神这个起初的爱夺去。
Now we come to the fourth point.
现在我们到第四点。
We talk about the prince of this world.
我们提到了世界的王。
We talk about the philosophy of this world.
这个世界的哲学。
We talk about the purpose of this world.
我们提到这个世界它的目的。
Let's talk about the people of this world.
现在我们来讲世上的人。
Luke chapter 16 verse 8.
我们看到路加福音十六章第八节。
Chapter 16 verse 8.
16章第8节
This is concerning this servant who is not faithful.
是讲到这个不义的管家是今世之子。
He said, and the Lord, verse 8, and the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light.
主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明，因为今世之子在世事之上较比光明之子更加聪明。
In other words, in this world there are two kinds of people only.
或者换一句话说，在这个世界上有两种人。
Is the children of the world and children of the light.
有今世之子，也有光明之子。
Where do you belong?
那你属于哪一边
？Are you the children of the world? Are you children of the light?
你是今世之子还是光明之子
？And they are so different.
他们是如此的不同
，because their faith is different，
因为他们的信心不同
；their course is different，
他们的道路不同
；their destination is different，
他们的结局也不同
；the course of the fate of this world is in the world， the worldly system。
这个世上的人所信的就是这个世界的体系。
The course of this world is what? It's a highway. Everybody, a lot of people is going through this highway.
世界的道路是什么呢？是一条大路，很多人都走在这条路
上。And destination of this world is what? Eternal damnation.
而且这个结局是什么呢？就是永远的灭亡。
But we as the children of light.
但我们是光明之子。
Our faith is the living person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所信的是那永活的神的儿子。
Our course is the narrow way.
我们所走的是一条小路。
And our destination is eternal life.
而且我们的结局是永远的生命。
So we can see there so two different things.
所以我们看到这是完全不一样的两件事。
So as the children of light, don't try to be popular with the world today.
所以作为光明之子，我们不要在这个世上来寻求被拥戴。
A lot of times we try to be popular.
很多时候我们想要被拥戴。
Brothers and sisters, we are not here in a popularity contest.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不是在这里来竞争，看谁得到的欢迎更多。
A lot of times we try to compromise in order to what to people to accept us.
有的时候我们甚至妥协，为着让人来接受我们。
Let me say it once and for all.
让我说完这一次就完了。
You can never be popular in this world today, for you are not of the world.
你永远也不可能在这个世界受拥戴，因为你不属于这个世界。
We are in the world, but we are not of the world.
我们是在这个世界里，却不属这个世界。
If you try to compromise,
如果你要去妥协的话
，then the loser is us.
那失败的是我们。
On the one hand, we know who we are.
在另外一方面，我们应该知道自己是谁。
Then we try to do things that is not of us.
如果我们做的事情不是这个身份所要做的
，this is a torture.
这个是一个折磨。
This is what God is telling us.
这就是神告诉我们。
Love not the world.
不要爱世界。
So this is the people of the world today.
这个就是今世之子。
Different faith, different course, different destination.
他们所信的不同，他们这个道路不同，而且结局也不同。
But there is a certain person in the Bible, in the Old Testament.
但是在旧约里面有这样一个人。
He is a disgrace to the grace of God.
他在神的恩典里面。是给神是羞耻的。
Because he chose the way of the world,
因为他选择了世界的道路。
And this name is Lot,
他的名字叫做罗德。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 13.
让我们来看看创世纪的第十三章。
We know that Lot is a nephew of Abraham.
我们知道罗德是亚伯拉罕的侄子。
And when Abraham called by God out of Mesopotamia,
当亚伯拉罕被神从米索波大米呼召出来的时候。
Lot, his nephew, followed after him.
他的侄子罗德是跟随亚伯拉罕的。
And he knew that he's not going to. He's not knowing where the place he will go.
他知道他们不知道要往哪里去。
And he really came out by faith.
他出来的时候是凭着信心。
In other words, Lot is a person who is saved by grace and kept by grace.
或者换句话说，罗德是被恩典所拯救而且保守的。
But the thing is, after they came to a point.
但是到了某一个地方之后
，You know when they came to a point when they have so their flock are so much，
到一个地步，那个地方容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多。
The Bible tells us that the land cannot keep them。
那里圣经讲那地容不下他们。
Then we know this is a test。
我们知道这是一个试验。
And because of that, the servant of Lot and servant of Abraham is fighting。
所以因此。亚伯拉罕的仆人跟罗德的仆人就彼此相争。
In order to maintain their flock,
因为要保守他们的这些财物、这些牲畜的话
，they need a larger place.
他们需要一个更大的地方。
So their uncle Abraham said, "Look, let's not fight about this."
所以这个叔叔亚伯拉罕就这么讲，你我不可相争。
If you want to go to the north, I'll go to the south.
如果你向北，我就向南。
In other words, get everything you want.
或者就是说你去拿你所要的一切。
So interestingly, Abraham do the talking, Lot didn't say a word.
很有趣的就是说，亚伯拉罕讲了很多话，但罗德一句话都没讲。
What did he do?
他做了什么
？And he lift up his eyes to the plains of Jordan.
他就举目看约旦河的全平原。
There is a problem here.
在这里有一个问题。
There is a problem concerning the flock of Abraham and Lot.
就是对着亚伯拉罕跟罗德的牲畜来讲。
And this needs a solution.
需要有一个解决的办法。
But if you really live by faith,
你如果是凭信而生活的话
，Lot should tell Abraham, "No, uncle, let's talk about this."
罗德应该跟亚伯拉罕说：“叔叔，我们来一块来谈论一下。
Let's not this thing break us out.
不要让这件事让我们分开。
Or he should have the spirit of Ruth.
他应该或者应该有一个路德的灵。
He said, "Where thou goest, I will go. Your God shall be my God." Right?
应该像路德那样讲，你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你的神就是我的神。
But the thing is, Lot took a different route.
但是罗德选的是另外一条路。
He looked towards the plains of Jordan.
他举目看见约旦河的全平原。
Well watered like the garden of the Lord.
都是滋润的，就像耶和华的园子一样。
In other words, Lot said, "This is the solution."
或者说罗德说，这个就是解决办法。
This is the easy way out.
这个是最容易的办法。
This is the time I'm break free from the shadow of Abraham.
这个时候我就可以从亚伯拉罕的阴影里面独立出来。
Maybe by doing so, maybe I will enlarge more of my flock.
也许因此我的牲畜可以再加添。
That's the first step.
这是第一步。
A lot of times we go through problems or hardship in life.
很多时候我们在生活里面会遇到一些难处。
The world has a lot to offer.
这个世界有很多解决的办法。
The easy way out.
有一些很容易的那些道路可以
选。Maybe don't go to the meeting.Work in this place, it will solve your problem.
不要去聚会，你就在这个地方选这个工作。
Don't keep on reading the Bible. Read the newspaper. See there's the news.
不要再读圣经，读那些新闻，也许里面有你要的东西。
Easy way out.
这些就是那些容易的道路。
But be careful.
但是要小心。
Don't fall into the trap of the enemy.
不要落到仇敌的网络里面。
So sad that this Lot, who is called a righteous man, saved by the grace of God, kept by the grace of God, had fallen to such an extent.
何等的可惜，就是这个义人罗德，他是被神的恩典所拯救、所保守的。
Not only he start to work, go the worldly way.
不光他走了这个世界的道路。
He started to what? He tried to not resist the pull of the world.
他没有来拒绝这个世界对他的吸引。
Well, if he only went to the plains of Jordan, that's simpler.
如果你只是到了约旦河的平原，可能还简单一点。
But the thing is, if we read chapter 13, verse 12,
如果我们来读十三章的话。
It says here, Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom.
第十二节，亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。
Firstly, his eyes is towards the plains of Jordan.
第一件事，他的眼目是看到约旦河的平原。
Secondly, his heart is what attracted to Sodom. He said, and pitched his tent toward Sodom.
第二件事，他的心被索多玛所吸引，就挪移他的帐篷，一直向着索多玛。
We know Sodom represents the world.
我们知道索多玛所代表的就是世界。
And it all stands what God hates, yet Lot took it.
它代表的就是神所憎恶的，但是罗德却选了这个地方。
First John chapter 2 says, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
在约翰一书那里面讲到，就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
The lust of the flesh, it is what the what Sodom and its pleasure.
这个肉体的情欲就是索多玛所带给我们肉体上的享乐。
The lust of the eyes, Sodom and its possession.
这个眼目的情欲就是索多玛他的财富。
The pride of life, Sodom and its philosophy.
今生的骄傲就是索多玛他的那个哲学。
And this is the kind of offer the world, the Sodom is giving a lot.
这就是索多玛所给罗德能得到的。
So he pitched his tent towards Sodom.
所以罗德就渐渐的挪移帐篷。
Instead of resisting the pull, he went for it.
应该来拒绝这个世界的吸引，但是他却接受了。
But that's not the end.
还没有到这里为止。
He pitched his tent towards Sodom.
他渐渐地挪移帐篷到索多玛。
Chapter 14, verse 12, it says,
在十四章的十二节那么讲。
And they took Lot, Abram's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed.
在里面讲到，又把亚伯兰的侄儿罗德和罗德的财物掳掠去了。
Firstly, he made a wrong direction.
第一件事，他选了一个错误的方向。
Then he made a serious wrong decision by dwelling in Sodom.
而且他做了一个错误的决定，住在索多玛。
He dwelt in Sodom.
他住在索多玛。
This is the thing that God hates most. Yet he dwelt in them.
这个是神最憎恶的东西，但他却住在里面。
Well, Sodom has a lot to offer.
索多玛有许多可以给罗德的。
Maybe Lot might be thinking.
也许罗德在那里这么想。
If I'm a shepherd, I go from place to place.
如果我是一个牧人的话，要从一个地方到另外一个地
方。I need to always pitch my tent.
我要经常的来支立帐篷。
But Sodom has to offer some permanent residency.
但是索多玛给我的是一个永久的居住的地方。
He might be also thinking about the future of their daughters.
也许他在那里想我女儿的前途。
If I always be a shepherd,
如果我总是做牧人的话
，then thy daughter will never find a counterpart.
那我的女儿甚至找不到他们的另外一半。
Then Sodom said, here.City, you had a lot of counterpart. You can find a lot of counterpart.
索多玛就说：“来吧，这里面你女儿可以找到她的很多的伴侣。
You can have a permanent residency, and you can find a counterpart for your daughters.
这里你有永久的居住权，而且你的女儿会有出路。
Brothers, this is what the pull of the world.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是世界的吸引。
This is the offer of the world, which we need to refuse.
这个就是世界所给的，但我们必须要拒绝的。
Lastly,
最后
there is a woeful deception.
有一个非常可怕的欺骗
，wrong direction，
错误的方向
，wrong decision，
错误的决定
，woeful deception，
然后还有可怕的这个
欺骗。
Yeah.
Lot might be thinking，
也许罗德这么想
，I don't want to be a shepherd all the days of my life，
我不想一生做一个牧人。
So when he transferred to Sodom，
所以当他那个搬到索多玛的时候
，In chapter 19, verse 1, he says, "And Lot sat at the gate of Sodom."
在十九章的第一节，那里面讲到罗德正坐在索多玛城门口。
When I was young, I don't understand this word.
当我年轻的时候不太了解这个章节。
What's the big deal of sitting at the gate?
坐在城门口有什么大不了的吗？
But we all know right now, the gate at that time signifies the, what we call the court of law.
如果我们现在来看的话，可以了解，城门口代表的就是那个法律的系统。
It's like, remember Ruth.
法治系统。
Remember the story of Ruth.
还记得吗？在那个路德的故事里面。
Boaz wants to take Ruth as his wife.
那波阿斯就想娶路德。
But there is a person who is, you know, in front of Boaz.
但是有一个人比波阿斯更亲近。
More qualified.
他的那个权力更大。
So Boaz needs to bring this to the gate where there are the elders.
所以波阿斯就把这件事带到城门口，那里有些长老坐在那里。
So Lot was sitting at the gate of Sodom.
所以罗德是坐在索多玛的城门口。
In other words, he's at the court of law. He's being somebody.
或者说他在这个法治系统里面，他成为了一个名人。
He might be a counselor, or might be a judge, or might be an elder.
也许他是一个议员，也许他是一个长老。
He becomes somebody.
他成了一个有名的人。
Before as a stranger, now a permanent resident.
以前他只不过是一个客旅寄居的，现在他成了一个永久居民。
Before a traveler, now a citizen.
以前是一个客旅，但现在成了这个居民。
Before nobody, now somebody, a judge.
以前他是不为人所知的，现在成了一个审判者。
Before the things that he hates, now is the thing that what amazes him.
以前应该是他所憎恶的，现在却是让他心里面所向往的。
This is the thing that happened to righteous Lot.
这个就是在义人罗德身上所发生的事。
Brothers and sisters, every day we have been faced with this kind of temptation.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每天都受到这样的试探。
The spirit of the world, the fashion of this world, all those sorts of things.
这个世界上的灵，还有世界的样子，所有的这些一切。
Try to drop away our hearts from God.
试着要把我们的心从神面前夺走。
We need to be careful.
我们需要小心。
Because when Lot went for that.
因为当罗德这样。去做的时候
There is a pollution. He got polluted.
他就受了污染。
Chapter 19.
在第十九章。
We see when the angels came to warn Lot of the impending, you know, destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以当天使来到索多玛，向罗德警告这个罗德玛索多玛所要受的惩罚的时候。
And all these people, the wicked people surrounded his house.
那些所有这些邪恶的人就在那里围着。罗德的这个家
demanding Lot to bring out this the angels so they have a relationship with them.
他们就要来强迫罗德把到他们家里的人交出来，任他们所为。
Look what Lot said to these people.
我们来看看罗德对这些人讲了什么。
He said, "Brothers,"
他说众弟兄
"How could a person who knows the grace of God, who had been been saved by grace, call the worldly people, wicked people, my brothers?"
怎么样一个被神的恩典所拯救所保守的人却称这些邪恶的人说众弟兄
He says in chapter 19 verse 7 And said I pray you brethren do not do so wickedly
在第十九章第七节他在那里说众弟兄请你们不要做这恶事
hey, Not only that
不光这样
He said I have two virgin daughters here take them
他说我有两个女儿还是处女交给你们
How could a righteous man who is so high dip so low
怎么样一个义人这样高的地位却成为这么卑微的
Because he is polluted.
因为他被污染了
Today, brothers and sisters, don't think that we are saved by the grace of God, we are free from pollution. No.
弟兄姐妹们不要想象我们已经被救恩典所拯救就不会被污染
We need to be aware of these things.
我们需要非常的警醒关于这些事
that our mind might not be polluted.
让我们的心思不要被污染。
Look at the television you watch, the newspaper you read. All these are trying to pollute your mind.
我们所看到的这些电视或者新闻，总是要污染我们的思想、心思。
It start to pollute from the inside to the outside.
让我们从里面到外面被污染。
And the thing is, number four, we have a great loss.
第四，我们就会有一个极大的损失。
It was lost because why? Lot lost his peace.
为什么是一个极大的损失？因为第一，罗德失去了他的平安。
You know, the Bible tells us Lot is vexed in his soul because of the wickedness of the people of Sodom.
我们也读到圣经里面讲到，罗德因为那地的人的那些罪恶，心里面悲伤。
In other words, he was tortured.
或者说他在那里受折磨。
He know it is wrong.
他知道是不对的。
He know we can't do it.
他知道我们不应该这么做。
But yet he need to compromise to do it.
但是他却要妥协。也一起做
Isn't it we have no peace? That's why we receive the Lord Jesus Christ so we can have peace.
我们接受主耶稣基督，难道不就是为了得平安吗
？But when we try to compromise with the world, then we will lose our peace.
但是如果我们与这个世界妥协的话，就会失去这样的平安。
And chapter 19 says, and his son-in-law mock him.
在第十九章里面还讲到他的女婿们却以为他是在开玩笑。
In other words, he lost his testimony.
或者说他失去了他的见证。
When he entered into Sodom, people knew that this is a righteous man.
当他刚开始进到索多玛的时候，周围的人知道他是个义人。
But yet after he compromised,
但是当他妥协了之后
，then people cannot differentiate which is which.
然后这个其他人看到他就没有分别了。
So when Lot says, "Let's go because the Lord is destroying Sodom and Gomorrah," his son-in-law mock him, laugh at him.
所以当罗德跟他的女婿们说我们要走，因为神要毁灭这城，他的女婿们却觉得他是在那儿说戏言。
Maybe his son-in-law is saying, "What are you talking about? You are just like us."
也许他的女婿说你在说什么，你跟我们都一样啊。
So he lost his peace, he lost his testimony, he lost his wife.
所以他失去了平安，失去了他的见证，而且失去了他的妻子。
When they get out of Sodom,
当他们从索多玛出来的时
候 ，the Lord commanded them not to look back.
神跟他们讲不要向后看。
But the wife, you know, his heart is fully still attached to Sodom. She looked back, she became a pillar of salt.
但是他的妻子心还被索多玛所吸引，所以他回头看了一眼，就成为一根盐柱。
She lost also some of her daughters who was married to the people in Sodom.
所以他也失去了他的女儿们，就是当初要嫁给索多玛的那些人。
But that's not the end of the story.
但这还不是事情的结束。
While they are hiding in the cave,
当他们在山洞里面躲藏的时候
，together with two virgin daughters.
他的两个处女的女儿。
These two virgin daughters said, "Then what will happen to our descendants?"
然后这些女儿们就彼此商量说，那我们父亲怎么得后代呢
？And they said the Bible tells us he caused Lot to be drunk.
然后在圣经里面讲到，那夜他们叫父亲喝酒，而且喝醉。
It is so sad.
何等的悲哀
！How could he be drunk?
他怎么会变成一个醉酒
的人 ？Then he committed what?Incest with her daughters.
然后他就与女儿做了那些不伦的事。
Came about the Moabites.
然后他们所生下来的就是摩押人。
Who is hostile to the children of Israel?
就是对以色列人敌视的这般。
Remember when the children of Israel is going to Canaan?
还记得吗？当以色列人他们进迦南的时候
，the Moabites refused them to pass through their land.
摩押人不允许他们借道而走。
In the book of 2 Samuel,
在撒母耳记下。
The Moabites come together with the Babylonians against the descendant of Judah.
在那里，摩亚人跟巴比伦人一起联合，来与这个犹大人征战。
And not only that, you see that there are also that group of people who hire Balaam to curse the children of Israel.
而且他们就是那班人，来雇了巴兰，来出钱财，让巴兰来诅咒以色列人。
This is Lot, the righteous Lot, and his descendants.
这就是义人罗德他的后代。
It's all because of one simple thing. He got attracted to the world and let the world attract him.
就是因为一件简单的事，他被世界所吸引。
Sodom, he loves Sodom, and Sodom comes in his heart.
他爱索多玛，索多玛就进到他的心里。
Brothers and sisters, what should we do?
弟兄姐妹们，我们该当如何
？The first thing we need to do.
第一件事
，we should not forget our identity.
我们不要忘记自己的身份。
A lot of times we have this so-called identity crisis.
有的时候我们真是有这个身份的危机。
We forget who we are in this world.
我们已经完全忘记在这个世界上
我们是谁。The Bible tells us you are not in this world, but you are not of this world.
圣经上面讲，你们在这个世界，却不属这个世界。
The Bible tells us you are of God.
在圣经里面讲，你们是属神的。
You are a chosen generation.
你们是唯有你们是被拣选的
族类。You are a royal priesthood.
你们是有君尊的祭司。
People say you are too cocky. Yes, we are because this is who we are.
世界上的人看我们
太骄傲，
太骄傲。但是我们确实就是这样的人。
We are that group of people.
我们就是那一班人。
We don't deserve to be that.
我们不配得。
But God made us that.
但是神却让我们成为。
And because God made us that chosen people,
神唯有我们是被拣选的族类。
How we need to preserve our identity?
我们何等的需要来保守自己的身份。
And, you know, Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 says,
在加勒太书
五章一节
这么
讲。Stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has set you free, and don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage.
加勒太书五章
第一节。 5 verse 1. Okay.
五章第一节，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Today we have been what? Liberated.
今天我们已经被释放。
We are free men and free men indeed.
我们是已经得了自由，确实是自由的人。
We are free from the bondage of sin. We are free from the guilt of sin.
我们已经从罪的捆绑，还有这个死亡里面被释放。
Why should we go back again?
为什么我们还要再回去呢？
Today this is our identity.
今天这就是我们的身份。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
They are of the world. We are not of this world.
他们属于世界，但我们不属这个世界。
Secondly,
第二点，
if we are the children of God, we know what our identity is.
如果我们是神的儿女，应该知道自己的身份。
Colossians chapter 3 says,
在哥罗西书第三章讲，
if Christ is risen from the dead, set your mind on things above.
如果基督已经坐在天上，我们要来思想天上的，与他一同坐在天上。
So, knowing that where we stand,
所以我们要知道自己站在什么地位。
Don't look towards the plains of Jordan.
不要再回头来看约旦河的平原。
Look up,
向上看。
As you know, the Bible King, you know, the Bible says,
在圣经里面这么讲。
For lift up your eyes,
我们要举目。
Lift up your eyes to the hills.
要举目向山观望。
For whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
我的帮助是从哪里来？是从创造天地的耶和华而来。
Don't look at the plains of Jordan.
所以不要来看约旦河的平原。
Look at who God is.
我们来看神是谁。
Set your mind on things above.
让我们来思念上面的事。
Then in verse 2 it says, set your affection on things above, not on things on earth.
在哥罗西书那里面讲，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
And it's a wonderful translation. Set your affection.
在那个翻译里面，其实讲到是把你所爱慕的放在上面的事。
Not only we seek after it.
不光我们来寻求。
Let us fall in love with it.
让我们在爱中来寻求。
How do you fall in love with things of God?
你怎么样可以爱上关于神的事？
How do you fall in love with God?
你怎么样爱上神？
We come back to the most basic thing. We need to have a personal relationship with Him.
就来到最基本的这件事，要与神有个人的关系。
You love this person?
如果你爱一个人，
It's because you try, you know, daily we have communication with this person.
那你就会每天与他有交流。
Sometimes we feel like, how could this brother go crazy when he talks about the Lord?
有的时候我们讲想到这个弟兄怎么一谈到神的事就这么的好像癫狂了一样。
He was so excited.
他这么的兴奋。
Because that relationship is so what, so close.
因为那个关系是这么的亲近。
He knows what in the heart of God.
他知道在神心里的事。
God knows what is in his heart. He knows what in God's heart.
神知道他心里的事，他也知道神心里的事。
Today we need to go back to the basics.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们要回到最基本的里面。
Let us pursue after him.
让我们来向他来
追求他。
追求。
Let us love him.
让我们来爱他。
Lastly,
最后。
In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25.
在希伯来书十章。
He said, we should not reject the gathering of ourselves together.
在那里面讲到，我们不要停止聚会。
Don't forsake.
不要停止。
On the one hand, we should have this personal relationship with God.
当我们有了与神个人的关系之后。
On the other hand, we should not forsake the gathering of the saints together.
在另外一方面，我们不要舍弃跟圣徒们一起。
Hey, this is not a small matter.
不要停止聚会。
Let me tell you,
不是一个小事。
If Lot is all together with Abraham, this thing wouldn't have happened.
让我告诉大家，如果罗德没有离开亚伯拉罕，后面的事情就不会发生。
Maybe there will be a pull.
也许有吸引。
Maybe there is a try to offer from the world.
也许这个世界有很多要给他的。
But Abraham might told Lot, "Hey, that's the wrong thing to do."
但也许亚伯拉罕会跟罗德讲，这个不对。
You already came out.
你已经出来了。
Why are you going back?
为什么还要再回去
？Today, don't be an individual Christian.
所以今天不要成为那个在中间的基督徒。
A lot of people say, "Well, I'm a Christian. I have a personal relationship with God. That's enough."
有的人说我已经是基督徒，而且跟神有个人关系了，已经足够了。
No, we need the corporate living.
但是我们还需要一个团体的
生活。We need the fellowship with the saints.
需要有弟兄姐妹们有交通。
Oh, I can testify how many times I was so depressed.
我可以做见证，很多时候我心里面非常的悲伤。
How depressed on my personal condition.
我很沮丧，为着自己的光景。
The condition of the church.
也为着教会的光景。
To such an extent, I want to say I give up. That's it.
到了一步，我说，算了。放弃了。
But every time I come to the Friday night's Bible study,
但每一次我礼拜五来查经的时候
，when we start to share with these young people,
然后我要试着跟年轻人交通的时候
，oh, this fire start to burn again,
我的心又开始火热。
We need to be together.
我们需要在一起。
Don't belittle the gathering of the saints.
不要停止聚会。
This is our protection.
这是我们的保护。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿意神真的对着我们有怜悯。
Not only we need to have personal relationship with Him.
不光我们与神要有个人的关系。
Let's have a relationship with our brothers and sisters.
让我们与弟兄姐妹们也有这样一个关系。
By doing so.
如此行的话。
We prevent ourselves from being attracted by the world.
我们就可以保守自己不被世界所吸引。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主啊，今天早上我们感谢你向着我们说话。
Oh, how many times you remind us there's so much attraction in this world.
你要提醒我们，在这个世上有许多许多的吸引。
We pray that your love continue to attract our heart.
我们祷告你的爱继续来吸引我们的心。
Your heart continue to burn in us.
你的这个爱一直在我们心里面。
That we will love you with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our strength.
让我们尽心尽意尽性来爱你。
Also encourage us to have fellowship with the saints.
而且鼓励我们与圣徒继续有交通。
Which is your protection to us.
因为这是你给我们的保护。
We love you, Lord.
我们爱你，主。
Lord, you know our words are so minimal.
主啊，你知道我们的言语何等的受限制。
We pray that the Holy Spirit continue to speak in our hearts.
但是我们却祈求圣灵继续在我们里面说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。